ऐसे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रेयला प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 17 द लॉर्ड स्लेस द किंग ऑफ द डेमन्स सत्यम विदातुम निजभूत भाषितम व्याप्तं च भूतेषु अखिलेषु चात्मना अदृश्य तत्याद्भुत रूपम उद्वहन तंबे सभायम नामृगम नामानुषम सत्यम
सत्यम
ट्रू
ट्रू
विधातुम
विधातुम
टुप्रू
टुप्रू
निजवृत्य भाषितम
निजवृत्य भाषितम
द वर्ड्स ऑफ हिज ओन सर्वेंट
द वर्ड्स ऑफ हिज ओन सर्वेंट
प्रह्लाद महाराज
प्रह्लाद महाराज
हु हैड सेड That is Lord is present everywhere.
That is Lord is present everywhere.
Vyaptim.
Vyaptim.
The pervasion.
The pervasion.
Cha.
And.
Bhuteshu.
Bhuteshu.
Among the living entities and elements.
Among the living entities and elements.
Akhileshu.
Akhileshu.
All.
All.
Cha. Also.
Also.
Atmana.
Atmana.
Of himself.
Of himself.
Adrishyata.
Adrishyata.
Was seen. Ati.
Ati.
Very.
Very.
Adbhuta.
Adbhuta.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Rupam.
Rupam.
Swam.
Swam.
Udvahan.
Udvahan.
Taking.
Taking.
Stambe.
Stambe.
In the pillar.
The pillar.
Sabhayam.
Sabhayam.
Within the assembly.
Within the assembly.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Mrugam.
Mrugam.
An animal.
An animal.
Na.
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 Manusham.
Manusham.
A human being.
A human being.
Translation. To prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial, in other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. Repeat. To prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj
was substantial. In other words,
to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere. Even within the pillar of an assembly hall. The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Hari.
Exhibited a wonderful form. Never before seen. The form was neither that of a man. Nor that of a lion. The Lord appeared. His wonderful form.
In the assembly hall.
Purported by divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. When Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, where is your Lord? Is he present in this pillar? Prahlad Maharaj fearlessly replied, yes, my Lord is present everywhere. Therefore, to convince Hiranyakashipu that the statement of Prahlad Maharaj was unmistakably true, the Lord appeared from the pillar. The Lord appeared as half lion and half man, so that Hiranyakashipu could not understand whether the great giant is a lion or a human being. To substantiate Prahlad's statement, the Lord wrote that his devotee, as declared in Bhagavad Gita, is never vanquished. Kaunteya pratijaniha name bhakta pranashyati. Prahlad Maharaj's demoniac father has repeatedly threatened to kill Prahlad, but Prahlad was confident that he could not be killed, since he was protected by the Supreme Lord. By appearing from the pillar, the Lord encouraged his devotees, saying in effect, don't worry, I am present here. By manifesting his form as Narasimhadev, the Lord also preserved the truth of Lord Brahma's promise that Hiranyakashipu was not to be killed by animal or any man. The Lord appeared in the form that could not be said to be fully a man or a lion. Om Ajnana Chidurasya Jnana Salakaya Shashuru Dhamdam Vena Kasmai Hati Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kalyan Yena Dhanam Svamakanta Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Guru Tapadakamam Sri Guru Svaishnavashtam Sri Rupam Sthadrajatam Sargamaradhanadhanitam Sankarjeevam Sādvaitam, Sāvadūtam, Pariyadvaitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Pādhan, Sahagana Lalita Shri Shankaram, Ye Krishna Karana Sita, Vena Vandhaya Gagatpate, Lopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhavaste Devi Vrindamami Hari Vrindam, Vancha Kalpana Krishna Shripakarta Devam, Patrana
Jai Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gauravanta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Rama
Prahlad Maharaj, he was not a sentimental believer in God, nor he has cooked up his own idea of what is God, but he is a devotee who has clearly understood the science of Krishna consciousness and is naturally attracted to the Lord. Anyone who understands Krishna consciousness in truth, tattva, like we have the sloka in Bhagavad Gita, where nowadays we are reading the 10th chapter. The sloka is part of Chatusloki, Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 8, 9, 10, and 11. And Lord Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabho matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam bhuda bhava samandita iti matva bhajante maam. Anyone who understands this, like that there are many slokas in another place also. Krishna says Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tatvataha tattva devam punar janma naiti mamet sarjana. Anyone who understands Krishna in truth, anyone who understands Krishna in truth, here it is said he will engage in devotional service. In that other sloka, anyone who understands Krishna in truth, he will become free from the repetition of birth and death. You will become free from that. Many slokas, it comes almost in every chapter where Krishna says, like 10th chapter also, in another sloka. While describing this, opulences, Krishna is making the statement here. Yetam vibhuti yogancha mamayo vetti tattvata. Here also, tattvata. Sovi kampena yogena ijjate nasa samsaya. Anyone who understands the opulences of the Lord, he will become a fixed up devotee of the Lord. That means Krishna consciousness is specifically used. It is not just God consciousness or spiritual consciousness, specifically Krishna consciousness. This is the result of someone who has heard the science of God from a bona fide representative. In the fourth chapter it says, who can be his bona fide representative? In two slokas. In one sloka he says he has to be a person from disciplic succession. And in the second statement, Krishna says he has to be an ardent, a staunch devotee, and to the extent that he has a confidential relationship with the Lord. So in the fourth chapter, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshya vidu sakale neyamata yoga nashta parantapa. So this knowledge is coming down from the time immemorial in this Vaishnava disciplic succession. Is accepted as it is. And the next sloka, Tayevayam Mayatebya Yoga Prakta Puratana Bhaktasime Sakha Cheti. Who is the eligible candidate? The point is, people take a fancy in reading Bhagavad Gita, and maybe people also take to reading of Bhagavad Gita seriously, but not without fulfilling the criteria laid down for receiving the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. That means you cannot read Bhagavad Gita whimsically, or you cannot be just a serious follower of Bhagavad Gita without fulfilling the conditions for understanding the Bhagavad Gita. That means if you properly follow Bhagavad Gita, the natural consequence will be you will understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is omniscient, who is omnipresent, is omnipotent. Then if anybody can understand that the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, is omniscient, omnipresent and omnipotent, and you take shelter of such Supreme Personality of Godhead, immediately you are relieved of all the inebrieties of material life. Anyone who is in this material world, by rule, he will be prone to many difficulties. Like we come under the three modes of material nature, and we come under many anxieties, worries and fears. No exception, except someone who has become genuinely a devotee of Krishna, they will be subjected to all these influences of the modes of material nature. And as we say, the soul is alien to this material world. The soul is in alien environment, foreign environment. That means it is not our place, and it is not a place where you can find love. It is not a place where you can find happiness. So everything is illusory and temporary. But we are all looking for real happiness. We are all looking for everlasting happiness, because it is the nature of the soul. The nature of the soul is eternal, and the nature of the soul is to be blissful. So the point is, there is no prerequisite. That means you have to be born in a particular family, you have to be educated so much, or you have to be of this age. They are all not the requirements for attaining Krishna consciousness. The qualification is that we should be fortunate to meet a bona fide devotee of the Lord. That's our scriptures exhort, that in the Bhagavatam itself it says, a person will come across a devotee of Krishna in his life when he has completed all his sojourn, all his journey in this world. That means he has tried this, he has tried that, he did this and all that, and he has not become happy, he has not become free from fear, and he is not a mudha, but he is searching. I am looking for perpetual happiness. I am looking for real love, prema, and I have not found it. And then the longing is there, but you have not come to that situation. So you are very inquisitive, serious about, I want to be happy, why I am not able to be happy? I want to find unending selfless love, but I have not found it. So when Krishna sees, then he will bring us in contact with a bona fide devotee of the Lord. Without that background, we say the limit of material knowledge is not that you will understand God. the limit of material knowledge is that with material knowledge, by material intelligence, I cannot understand God. That is the limit of our material intelligence and material knowledge. Now, how else? And what else I have to do? The next is faith. You have to have faith in the scripture. That means we should not adulterate the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. We should not change it. Whatever is said in Bhagavad Gita, it is valid for all people, all times, and all situations. Then the faith of a devotee, you don't need for the changing times, for the changing nature of people, you need some new approach to life, not like that, not necessary. So, Bhagavad Gita, it is absolute knowledge. That's why we will not be able to understand it by our own efforts. That's why Krishna lays the condition in Bhagavad Gita. You approach there also the word tattvakam. Tadvedi pranipatena paripraslena sevaya upadekshanti te jnana jnana tattva darsana. So the word tattva, tattva comes repeatedly in Bhagavad Gita. So tattva means in truth. So generally we are all use it to, we become familiar, as we become devotees, we become familiar with the philosophy, we become familiar with the holy name, we will become familiar with the devotees of the Lord, and we make the mistake of not taking every occasion in a sober way. No, I was reading somewhere where it is said, you don't chant like a ritual. Don't chant like a ritual, because we are staying in the temple. It is our way of life, attend Mangalarti and chant. And you get up, take your mala and chant. So, we take it lightly, and then our mind wandering everywhere. But we do our kirtan, we do our japam and song. So we are a little off track. Let's say the 10th offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the Hare Krishna and to maintain material attachment even after hearing so many instructions on this matter. It is also offensive to be inattentive while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. That means, actually, if you are relishing, you yourself feel ever fresh and ever enthusiasm in chanting. Or, if you are not on the platform, at least, like, we are being cautioned, we are being, reminded that you are dealing with something that is absolute. And if you really take it in all seriousness, let's say Prabhupada has quoted here the sloka, the purport. Prabhupada says, Kaunteya pratijaniya name bhakta pranashyati. The sloka foregoing, that's this sloka, apitya sudracharo bhajate mamane bhak sadureva samantavya samyag vyavasitvaisa chipram bhavati dharmatma sasvashyantim nigashyati Kaunteya pratijaniya name bhakta pranashyati. So that means our ignorant leaders or our materialistic leaders or half-baked spiritualists, they have many plans how to improve the world, and they are talking about in the decades to come, in the centuries to come, this is going to be the human civilization. But actually, no matter how many decades go by, how many centuries go by. If you don't have the proper process, it's all going to be the same thing. No? Like Prabhupada said, you replace one rascal leader with another rascal leader, thinking that he's better than him. But anyone who is not a Krishna conscious leader, devotees are not in illusion, they are not under the impression that anything good will happen to this world. Because the process cannot be changed. Always, if you want to find some real improvement in yourself and in the people around you, the question is how they accept it, how we accept it, Krishna consciousness or not. Of course, it is true that you can reach a topmost place by steps, or you can take up the process of lift. So people may be making, I am better than what I was, we are better than what we were before, but there is no guarantee that we will continue to grow. At some point in our life, we have to take a leap, take a jump, faith. That's why preachers, devotees, we are here to battle with this world. We are here to fight. People say we believe in God. People say, I'm doing this austerity, that religious practice. But devotees are very specific, very particular. Have you accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Which means whatever you are doing, if you accept Krishna consciousness, like sometimes we meet people, sir, I am chanting a Gayatri mantra. And we tell him, chant Hare Krishna mantra. Or we meet somebody who says, I am a worshipper of Vishnu. That is all it. Still, kindly, you chant Hare Krishna. Because Hare Krishna includes whatever the benefits that are attainable, the other things, and more. So they may attain some benefit, but they are not going to attain complete benefit unless they come to accept Krishna and accept the name Krishna in their life. That's why in the 8th chapter, the last shloka, it says, Vedeshu Ignyeshu Tapasya Cheva Yat Punya Phalam Pradishtam Atyeti Tassara Milam Viditva Yogi Paramsthana Upaichi Chadyam. Whatever anybody is attaining by different so-called austerities, religious practices and so on, a devotee is not deprived of them. He will very easily attain them, but something more. So Krishna says, so be a yogi. Always be a yogi. Tasmas sarveshu kaleshu yoga yukto bhavarjuna. So it is not surprising here we are reading Prahlad was only a boy of 6-7 years old, not an age that he can understand the philosophy of life, and not an age that he can attain God realization. As we were saying, Krishna's blessings, there is a sloka by one of our acharyas, your body is no bar, like Jatayu was a devotee, and your nature, like Vyadha was a very cruel person, that was no bar, because you are such a cruel, criminal person, it's impossible for you to attain God. No, if the process is the right process, no matter what is your background, your birth, you may be born in a Sudra family, like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you know, that seventh chapter. He says, Mami Parda Vyapasritya, Yepisi Papa Yonaya, Striyo Vaishya Sada Sudra, Tepi Anti Paramgatit. That means to change the world, we don't need multi-billion dollar projects, we don't need centuries, we don't need millions of people, but it needs a 100% convinced devotee. 100% convinced devotee of the Lord. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this devotee, Vasudeva Datta. Vasudeva Datta, he was such a personification of compassion, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, I am a sold out person to Vasudeva Datta. The Supreme Lord is saying, I am a sold out person to Vasudeva Datta, and whatever he desires, it will be fulfilled. And what did Vasudeva Datta say? Until the last entity in this world becomes Krishna conscious, I don't want to get out of this world. That means he desired liberation for the entire universe. Yes, there are many universes. We happen to stay in one universe. And Vasudeva Datta's vision, the entire universe. And smilingly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that a person like Vasudeva Datta desires that the entire universe be liberated, but still, the Lord's creation is so vast, it is like in a bag of mustard seeds. The mustard seed represents one universe, and the entire universe gets liberated. But the world is continuing to go on. This conditional existence, this material existence is going to go on. That many living entities are there, that many universes are there. So, let's say a devotee is never without work. And also, a devotee is never hopeless. Said, one devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because anyone who accepts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as non-different from Krishna, that means he is also in possession of the Absolute Truth. The people have belief in Krishna, like we see, like I was in Visakhapatnam. That is also a Vaishnava Sampradaya. They also believe in the name of God, Vishnu Sahasranam and all that. And at that time in Visakhapatnam, there was no existing ISKCON temple. And as devotees, they prefer to stay in a place that is little in the mode of goodness. And the Swamiji of that temple, the Sri Sampradaya temple, Lakshmi Narayan temple, that Swamiji happened to be a nice person. And he said, all right, whenever you come to Visakhapatnam, you can stay in our temple, you do your activities, you can do your kirtan also here. And then we were also trying to work on him. The Swami is so good, he is not making a distinction between this Vaishnava Sampradaya, that Vaishnava Sampradaya. We also don't make. At the same time, if you want the complete transformation in a shortest time and a maximum benefit, it is necessary that people do accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the condition necessary in Kali Yuga. You cannot say, I believe in Ram and I believe in Krishna, but somehow grow or you be serious to that degree, you will be exposed to this Gaudiya Vaishnava mission. And then now it is up to you, by the philosophy and by the practices and by the results, you can see that specifically we have to accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as non-different from Krishna, and we should chant the holy name, the Harinam. So, what I am trying to say is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions that one devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his lifetime, if he has really developed the compassion of a devotee, don't worry what is your qualification, what is your abilities, and what is the limitations of time and so on. But if you realize that what is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about, and what is this Hare Krishna mantra is about, and consider nothing is impossible, because we are not the doers. We only have to become instruments. As you become a genuine instrument in the hands of the God, and what is impossible? So Prabhupada's life is a vivid example how we wonder sometimes why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not select a young sannyasi. Prabhupada was a grihastha and he was a very elderly person, and he went abroad, not that in India, because people already believe in Bhagavad Gita, people are Hindus. Definitely it was a miracle. It is a miracle in the fifth avenue. A book written by Mukunda Goswami Maharaj. That means you take a absolute truth and you take it to a place, and the kind of people who are completely unaware of anything, and you show the miracle. But how actually they can become a solid, not only just devotees in their life. Anyone who becomes a devotee, he will become a preacher. If somebody is a devotee and not a preacher, he is somewhere. So you have to grow further. So devotees cannot keep quiet, because they are in possession of such understanding and they have such complete solution to the problems of the world, and they are right here. And they are practical, you know, like the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, it says, Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, Pavitra Nidamottamam, Pratyakshavayam Dharnam, Susukam. Direct, and it takes you to the highest joy and realization, Susukam, Kartumavyam. So, here also we are seeing Prahlad Maharaj, only a 6-year old boy, and is confronting someone who is the most powerful personality, Hiranyakashipu, the ruler of the three planetary systems, is all control over everybody, and is the owner of everything, and is all mystic powers at his disposal, and how Prahlad Maharaj, just because he has faith in Narada Muni's instruction and he applied it and he has seen the truth, that's why he was totally fearless, was completely confident that he can satisfy Brahma's benediction, and he can prove the realization of Prahlad Maharaj that God is omnipresent. So, kindly, for proving his pure devotee correct, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord has taken the form of this Adbhuta incarnation, half-lion, half-man. Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Girandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Sri Vela Prabhupada ki
jai.
Any questions are coming? So Krishna has taken a right example out of Mahal. Hare Krishna. Nevertheless,